I'm picturing a big thing. Well, thank you, guys.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having us.
Have a great show tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks.
No problem. You guys were great.
Thank you.
We'll have you back in 6 months if you're around.
Definitely.
Whenever you're around.
If I'm still on the green side of the grass, we'll be touring.
Of course you will be. Don't say things like that. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, the Five and Dime Poets. Thanks, boys. You like The Clash, Joe Strummer?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Absolutely. That's a trick question, isn't it?
Well, that one's not playing.
His birthday was this week.
Oh, who's Joe Strummer?
Joe's.
Wow, coincidence.
Yeah. I was just listening to a live recording, one of the last recordings he did.
I was just trying to play something called Junko Partner, a live recording.
Yeah, that's probably from that.
And it's not coming up, though.
No.
I'll play some Clash. Up.
Mike will be here in 10 minutes.
Straight to Hell?
Yeah, that's good.
It's long. It's not coming up.
So, I didn't get the last song, and I split the song before that into two. So, besides that, I got the
rest. That's alright, thanks, man. Yeah, thank you very much for doing it.
I know what to do here. I'm about to go to CDs. RDSA, that should be it. No. There we go.
Straight to Cowboy.
91.5 WMFO in Medford, The Clash. Sorry for the skip in there. I guess Dan said we had a little skip in the Clash song while I was in the other room fixing something. Oh, he's fixing something here.
I didn't fix it.
It's okay. We got through it. And I did mention Joe Strummer solo. We'll play Global Go-Go on 91.5 WMFO. Mike Younger is on his way in. We'll have some live acoustic from him. And here's Joe Strummer on MFO.
World Service Bulletin. All corners of the globe. Serengeti, where my wavelengths do not probe. Rock to Saturn. We short hope a DJ is on board for some anti-gravity mixing.
We'll be right back. Vicky, how are you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Well, come on, sugar, are you dancing with me? The way you move is like I'm in a dream. Well, I can tell that you're from hell. Rock and bones. Why don't you leave the leather jacket on? So have a feel. You'll give me chills.
WMFO in Medford with the Rumors. They played the C note the other night. Great show, Dan tells me. And yeah, let's hear some REM by request. I guess Mike Younger is on his way up. He's going to play some acoustic for us in a bit. With 91.5 WMFO in Medford is a crash course for the Ravers show.
Fred Lang. classy in a breakfast mess. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's play Twister, let's play Risk. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'll see you in heaven if you make the list. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Are you goofing on Elvis too, baby? Are we losing touch? If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon. If you believe there's nothing up his sleeve, then nothing is cool. Moses went walking with the staff of troubled by the horrible ass. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Charles Darwin had the golden ass. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the pond? Hey, Andy, are you goofing on Elvis? Hey, baby, are you having a little ghost for the offering. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone wrestling. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the year with no
nothing to do. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do. Now last year I was 21. I didn't have a lot of fun. And now I'm gonna be 22. I say oh my and a boo-hoo. Yeah, now I'm gonna be 22. Oh my and a boo-hoo. Well, is 1969 okay? All across the USA. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do. And it's 1969. And it's 1969. It's 1969, baby. It's 1969, baby. It's 1969. It's 1969. It's 1969. It's 1969, baby.
You can't hear, that's why it's not dead air. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Mike Younger just walked into the room. How's it going, Mike? Let me see which Mike's work here. Say again.
I said I'm doing all right. How you doing?
Good. Just had the Five and Dime Poets in who are playing with you tonight. The Square Root.
Yes, indeed. How did that go?
Awesome. I mean, I had some technical difficulties, but they sounded great.
Live radio, man. Yeah. Technical difficulties are always hovering in the periphery.
Was left that way. Anyways, you're from Nashville, huh?
Well, not originally. I'm one of the many thousands of musicians who moved to Nashville to pursue
gotcha.
Some higher calling.
Gotcha. Where are you originally from?
I grew up in up here in the Northeast in Nova Scotia.
Wow.
I mean, real Northeast.
Yeah, that's not exactly Boston.
But I had my own technical difficulties last night.
Yeah, what happened?
I finished my show in Brooklyn, New York, and I was After hanging out with everybody and, you know, visiting with my friends and all the public that came out to see us, I hopped in the van and headed on to my reservation up in New Rochelle, where I was able to find a $125 hotel room by like a third party booking app. And when I got to the hotel at 2 in the morning, there was a problem with the reservation. They kept me waiting around for 45 minutes only to tell me that there was a problem with the reservation. And by then it was almost 3 in the morning. And they, instead of the $125 room, they said, but we can hook you up for $200. And I said, I just can't justify paying $200 for a place to sleep for 6 hours. I can't do it.
Right.
And that would have been the lion's share of my pay from the gig last night. So I drove all night and slept in a rest stop about an hour and a half from here. And those are my technical difficulties.
Oh, sorry. I went that way for you.
That's Road Warrior right there.
And you were on Mike Newman's show this morning, weren't you?
No, that wasn't me.
Sins was on.
Oh, I thought Mike Younger was going to be on it too.
No.
Because I was going, why is Dan booking the same acts on mine and Mike's show?
No, I would never do that.
Okay, cool. That's cool. So you going to play a few songs for us?
I'll play a couple songs, sure.
How many you want to do?
I mean, I could do 2, 3, 4, you know, whatever.
What do you feel like? You're tired.
We'll see how it progresses. How about that?
Okay, just tell me when it's the last song.
We're going to do them straight through.
No. We'll talk in between, but
okay.
I'll
give you a nod and a wink, and you'll know.
just let me know, Mike. What's the name of this one?
This is called Together, and this is the lead track, the opening track on my record, Burning the Big Top Down. I want to tell your listeners that I had the great honor and pleasure of recording this album and this song with Levon Helm from the band.
No kidding.
And Jim Dickinson was producing that record, and you know, if you know about him, he produced Sticky Fingers, and he plays the keys on Wild Horses and on Good Morning America, How Are You with Arlo Guthrie, and he's got a rap sheet a mile long.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought in some of the Muscle Shoals rhythm and blues cats, Spooner Oldham and David Hood, who played on early, you know, the first Aretha Franklin records. And David Hood played on Percy Sledge's When a Man Loves a Woman. And this was the band that they assembled around me to record. And this is one of the tunes that we did.
All right.
Here we go. This is
MFO.
This is called Together. And girls, and come on and dream about a different world. And together we will find a better way. Where each and every person matters in fancy clothes. Dressed in tatters, and together we will find a better way. We got people cashing in on the times, and people locked away for victimless crimes. People losing touch with what's really real. And yes, I feel in my heart that it's time for us to make a brand new start. And together we got to find a better way.
Mm-hmm.
Some have mountains of silver and gold, and some that just get left out in the cold. But together we will find a better way . A tired world, sick with greed, got 6 billion hungry mouths to feed. And together we will find a better way. Confusion and anger on every side, it's getting to be, there's no place to hide. It's gonna take a miracle to make it heal. And yes, I feel in my heart that it's time for us to make a brand new start. And together we got to find a better way. All together we got to find a better way.
Woo!
Yeah! Woo!
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good stuff, man.
I don't know if that tuning is holding. I sweat all over these strings for 3 hours last night. We played a 2.5 hour set and the people would not let us get off the stage.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
Just wore out the strings.
Right.
They're a little dead. I'll be changing them before I play tonight.
Beautiful looking guitar.
Thank you. Thank you. The American Airlines did a real number on this guitar last time I was out in LA. There's a 20-inch crack from here all the way to here.
Oh, that sucks. At least it's on the bottom. You can't notice.
You know, there was a cat out there in LA who happened to know my music from a record that I made with Rodney Crowell. I was a street musician. That's how I came up playing in city parks and in doorways and on subway platforms, etc. Mm-hmm. And Rodney Crowell is a great artist in his own right in the country music world. He's also producing records, and he got wind of my music and brought me into the studio, and that's how it all got started for me.
That's awesome. How long ago was that?
That was in 2001.
Doing good, man.
Thank you.
What do you got next?
This is a song called Poison Rivers.
Right on.
And the background on this song is my community in North Nashville was served papers by a pipeline operator. I won't mention them on the air. They're by name, I mean, you know. But at any rate, we were served some papers that said that my community was going to be the host to the second largest natural gas compressor station in the country. Ew. With all of the emissions and potential harmful impact, and that we had 30 days to comment, but there was really nothing we could do to change the situation. And that was the context for this song, because my community came together from both sides of the political spectrum in such an amazing way to stick up for each other. And this was in 2016, before the divide really kind of opened up and the divisions in our country really started to take hold. It's the last moment I can remember of us really coming together to fight for our community. And I can't help but wish that we could, and hope that one day we'll find our way back to that. This is called Poison Rivers.
Right on.
Some would try to buy the ocean, And some would try to buy the sea and sell it back to make their fortune off of little folks like you and me. They have long kept us divided by the many ways we disagree. And we ourselves have been misguided in our struggle to be free. I don't want their poison rivers. I don't want their barren fields. And the more they try to push them on me, the more that I refuse to yield. Some would rather that we never come together in the fray, but come and sit by my campfire. We don't need them anyway. I don't want their poison rivers. I don't want their barren fields. And the more they try to push them on me, the more that I refuse to yield. I believe a day is coming when decent folk will speak as one. May it be soon, for time's a-wasting and there is much left to be done. I don't want their poison rivers. I don't want their barren fields. And the more they try to push them on me, the more that I refuse to yield. And the more they try to push them on me, the more that I refuse to yield.
Thanks, guys.
Good stuff, Mike. So, playing at the Square Root tonight with the Five and Dime Poets.
And the Sins.
And the Sins.
Yeah, I go on at 8:30, and who's the second band up?
Second band up is the Five and Dime Poets. And Cindy and Henry and the Sins are going to finish the night off.
Sounds like a great night. And then tomorrow, you're at the Worthen Attic.
Tomorrow I'm at Worthen Attic.
And Wool, where my band is there, what is it, next week? September 10th.
September 10th, couple weeks.
Two weeks.
Right on.
Yeah.
You guys are playing the same room.
Yeah, it's small, but it's cool. It was like built in the 1800s.
I've been hearing good things.
Yeah, it's just a cool atmosphere, but very tiny. You can fill it easy.
Well, you know, the more the merrier, and you can fit a lot of good people in a small room.
Sure. What do you have for us next, Mike?
I got a tune called If I Was a Wheel, and this is a song that I wrote when I first came to Nashville. And, you know, I came there like many other musicians to pursue my craft and try and push my career forward and all that stuff.
Right.
Found myself you know, diverted into a just like a really low wage construction job to make ends meet, you know, for the first year or something that I was in Nashville. And
you gotta do what you gotta do.
While I was choking on sheetrock dust in 100 degrees, I wrote this song, and you know, this is called "If I Was a Wheel." I was dreaming about being on the road playing music, which I'm doing now. Thank
nice.
Goodness. So here it is. This is called "If I Was a Wheel." 1, 2, 1. I don't mind getting up early in the morning, and I don't mind working all the live long day. But mister, please just let me be when I'm dreaming, 'cause I'm making good on my great escape when I'm drifting away. And if I was a wheel, I'd keep on rolling. Wouldn't find no dust collecting on me. If I was a wheel, I'd keep on rolling. Rolling down the highway, that's where I'd be. First thing they tell you is you best get your number. Next thing they tell you is you best get in line. Oh, and soon before you even get what you came for, they'll turn you away and say you've run out of time. And if I was a wheel, I'd keep on rolling. Wouldn't find no dust collecting on me. And if I was a wheel, I'd keep on rolling. Rolling down the highway, that's where I'd be. And don't it seem like every time you turn around, another dream goes up in smoke? Lord, help me find a little piece of solid ground where the air don't make me choke. Where the air don't make me choke. Now you who live by the laws of the jungle know every stranger holds a trick up his sleeve. The show makes it hard to keep faith with the goodness beset on all sides by jokers and thieves. And if I was a wheel, I'd keep on rolling. Wouldn't find no dust collecting on me. And if I was a wheel, I'd keep on rolling. Rolling down the highway, that's where I'd be. Rolling down the highway, that's where I'd be. Rolling down the highway, that's where I'd be.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo! Mike Younger. Yeah, no problem, man. Good stuff. And you can catch him live again and see him yourself at the Square Root tonight.
Yeah, at the Square Root.
Five and Dime and the Sins, and tomorrow the Word of the Natick. Who's playing with you there?
Yeah,
Oh, Simon Rue.
Kelly Knapp from the Bristles.
Kelly Knapp.
And Linda Vienne.
Who?
Linda Vienne from Girl with a Hawk.
Oh, Linda Vienne's.
Yep. And Daniel Coughlin.
I'm trying to hear you with through headphones.
And Daniel Coughlin.
Daniel
Coughlin.
Yep. Well, that sounds jam-packed. How long is it? When does it start?
It starts from 4:30 and playing right up to 7.
4:30 to 7.
You were the last one to play.
I wish you luck.
First one tonight, the last one to play tomorrow.
I like your sin shirt, Dan. It looks like you're ready to do another one, Mike, huh?
I would like to share one more with your listeners.
No problem.
That, if that's cool. I know that Tennessee news is probably not in the forefront of most folks up from up this way, but if you've been watching the news here, we've had some major challenges down in the state where I reside, and our legislative session has just resumed, and unfortunately, back in July, Nashville joined the club that nobody wants to be in, which is the school shooting towns that have shooting. And we had a terrible school shooting on July 4th at the Covenant School.
Right.
And so the moms who are still grieving over their fallen children and traumatized by this experience have mobilized to go down to the Capitol buildings and you know, attend the legislative session, trying to influence our legislators to do something to protect teachers and students. And our legislators were immovable, and not only immovable, but they ordered the armed security, Capitol Police, to eject the grieving mothers of children shot in the Covenant School. And it was such an offensive thing to have to bear witness to.
Absolutely.
That our music community in Nashville is rallying around the Covenant kids and the Covenant families, and this is a song that I have that sort of relates to this issue of what we're doing.
All right.
And it's called What Kind of World. It goes like this here. I don't wanna believe it when I hear people say building prisons and armies is the only way. So if it's foolish to dream about a brighter day, then foolish I have been, and foolish I will stay. Ooh, and sometimes I can't help but wonder. Ooh, and sometimes I can't help but cry out loud. What kind of world are we leaving behind? What kind of world will the next of us find? When they're old enough to know better, and while they're still young enough to care, what kind of world will be waiting there? Desperate voices, they tell poisonous lies, shamelessly blaming all those they despise. And I try to understand, but I just can't realize why they don't try to see through the fear in their eyes. Ooh, and sometimes I can't help but wonder. Sometimes I can't help but cry out loud. What kind of world are we leaving behind? What kind of world will the next of us find? When they're old enough to know better, and while they're still young enough to care, what kind of world will be waiting there? What's it gonna take to make us open our eyes? What's it gonna take to make us see? How can we pretend
be so surprised. It don't make no sense to me. No, no, minute by minute, it grows day by day. And no matter where you turn, you're bound to be in somebody's way. And you can keep to the high road, but try as you may, there's no getting around the games people play. Ooh, and sometimes I can't help but wonder. Sometimes I can't help but cry out loud. What kind of world are we leaving behind? What kind of world will the next of us find? When they're old enough to know better, and while they're still young enough to care, what kind of world will be waiting there?
Great stuff, Mike.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much for having me on the air.
Always an absolute pleasure being in the area again after 6 months. You're welcome back on.
Man, I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Shake your hand. Oh, you want to get a picture?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Let's wait. I'll bring
Is Five and Nine still out there?
The whole thing, yeah.
Okay.
Let me do a little promo.
No problem. I gotta go to the bathroom. Anyways.
Okay. Okay.
Oh well, you need to do a promo.
Yeah. Okay.
Rennie, where do you are, my Dan?
All right. Hey, this is Bootleg Dan. I've been here all day. And the reason I've been here all day, because I got some of the best entertainment tonight that money can buy. And it ain't a lot of money, by the way. So come on down to the Square Root. You just listened to Mike Younger, a fantastic singer-songwriter from Nashville. He came all the way up here to play. He's been here before, and he's back again, ready to play for you. And then right after that, you heard him before, the Five and Dime Poets. They came from Flint, Michigan to play for you, and they're going to rock you. I saw them Thursday night out in Holyoke, Mass., and they were rocking. And then to finish off tonight, you've seen them, you've heard them, Sins. They're going to blow your mind if you have not seen them before. And the weekend just keeps going, because tomorrow, up at the Worthing Attic, again, Mike is going to be up there playing, and we've got Simon, Britt, and Kelly Knapp from the Darlings, who I used to work with way back when I moved to Boston, and we got Daniel and Linda from Girl with a Hawk. I'm telling you, the music just keeps coming. And I don't want to hear no excuses why you can't get off your couch and go out and rock and roll tonight. Because this is all we got. And so let's support it. You know me, I support the local musicians, the regional musicians, and the international musicians. I'm all over it, and I hope you are too.
We'll busy guy.
Hope to see you out at the Square Root. Great food and great brew. And Anthony, who owns the place, great guy. Thank you. We'll see you tonight.
Thanks, Dan. 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
All right, let me go get...
That was great, man. You're a freaking born pitch man.